Well, we've talked a lot about remembering this morning. We've remembered those who have fallen or been injured in wars. We've remembered our sins before God. But we've also remembered that God is with us through Jesus Christ our Lord. So I've titled this talk, What's It to Be, War or Peace? We come together to remember people who've lost their lives, for those who've been injured and survived, for all those families whose lives have been affected by war. But I wonder if there's anyone here who likes the idea of war. I can't see anybody putting their hands up to that. I think I can safely say that all of us, given the choice, would prefer peace to war. And that's because we know that war means destruction, sadness, and loss for everyone caught up in it. So why do you think that people still get involved in wars? When history shows us that innocent people are bound to be killed and wounded, and the lives of many others will be damaged forever. Well, let's listen again to what the Apostle James says. This is from the Message version of this same scripture that I read earlier. Where do you think all these appalling wars and quarrels come from? Do you think they just happen? Think again. They come about because you want your own way and fight for it deep inside yourselves. You long for what you don't have and are willing to kill to get it. You want what isn't yours and will risk violence to get your hands on it. You wouldn't think of just asking God for it, would you? And why not? Because you know you'd be asking for what you have no right to. You are spoiled children, each wanting your own way. So is James right? Could my feelings of anger towards someone really be the beginnings of war? A question for the children. What happens when someone does something to you that you don't like, or says something that you don't like? What happens? You go. You tell them to stop. Yeah, that's a good one. Yes, you could tell them to stop. But you get angry, don't you? You get upset. And in the worst case scenario, you want to get back at that person, don't you? At best, you might refuse to speak to them. And at worst, you fight with them. And that, as James says, is where all wars begin. It is so easy for us to fall out with one another. We like to have our own way, and when we don't get it, things can quickly get out of hand, and that's when fighting breaks out. Of course, the causes of international warfare are more complicated than that, but James recognized that so often beneath all of it lies human greed and selfishness. When it comes down to it, it is we ourselves who are the root cause of quarrels and fighting. But surely, you think, there must be ways to avoid or prevent wars or bring an end to wars that have begun. Well, indeed, there is another way, and it is the way of peace. In the Bible, Jesus says, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called the children of God." In other words, Jesus wants his followers to choose the way of peace, for if we do that, we will be doing God's will and following in Jesus' footsteps. But sadly, we often find it easier to fight than to make peace. And once war has broken out, it takes a lot of determination and patience to rebuild friendships between individuals and communities. Building peace is hard work, and it takes a lot of time and effort. I was hoping that I might bring some cardboard boxes or Lego to let the children build a bridge. A bridge is often used as a symbol of reconciliation. For a bridge, to build a bridge together, you need to cooperate with one another. Maybe you've done this exercise in school. Two teams trying to work together to build something. Making peace is like building a bridge between those who've been quarreling so that they may be reconciled together, just as a bridge holds two banks of a river, joins two banks of a river or two sides of a deep ravine. The bridge, therefore, is a symbol of peace. Another is the dove. And in modern day Japan, it is crane. Maybe the people on Zoom can see that as well. It's an origami crane. I want to tell you a story about how that came about. There was a little girl called Sadako. She was badly hurt when an atomic bomb fell on her city, Hiroshima, in the Second World War. Afterwards, in hospital, she began folding paper cranes because she knew that, or she thought, that if she folded 1,000 paper cranes, she would have her wish granted, and that wish, of course, was to recover. When she knew at last that this would not be possible, she just continued to fold those paper cranes, but each one, she whispered, "I will write peace on your wings and you will fly over all the world." And that's why in Japan today, every year in August, when they remember Hiroshima, the children make thousands of paper cranes and everybody prays for peace. For Christians, the symbol of the cross is also a sign of peace, where it reminds us that God reconciled us to himself through the sacrifice of his son Jesus for us. Through Jesus' death on the cross, God has made peace with us once and for all. So peacemaking lies at the heart of our faith. The peace of God is the only peace that will last, both for us as individuals and between us as different nations. But peace and reconciliation can only come through prayer and determination on our part to work out God's purposes rather than our own. As James tells us, instead of getting into arguments and fights with one another, if we have problems with one another, we should turn to God in prayer and ask for his wisdom and his strength to bring peace. There have been many wars throughout human history, and every time innocent people suffer and young soldiers are killed in action, it is right that every death in war is remembered. And so on this Remembrance Day, we remember not to glory in any victory that we might have, but to give thanks for those who gave everything so that we might have peace. So let's pray and thank God for them now. Father God, we thank you for every life sacrificed in the cause of peace. Help us and our leaders not to repeat the mistakes of the past that have brought such sadness and death to so many. May we be determined to pursue the path of peace under your guidance. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.